Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
The bill is not passed.
That Republican deal would have temporarily funded the government through March and provided $110 billion in disaster aid. It also meant a last-minute Trump demand, raising the limit on how much the government can borrow for 2 years. But more than three dozen Republicans refused to go along with it.
Because you never have any ounce of self-respect to go out and campaign saying you're going to balance the budget, and then you come in here and pass $110 billion unpaid for.
Before that happened, Congress had been poised to vote on a spending deal with bipartisan support. That is, until Elon Musk, the world's richest man and increasingly one of Trump's closest advisors, started attacking it earlier this week, arguing it was filled with wasteful spending. Then Trump weighed in with an entirely different demand, to raise or eliminate entirely the so-called debt ceiling that limits how much money the federal government can borrow. Lifting that debt ceiling would make it possible for Trump to borrow and spend more when he becomes president. As President-elect Trump told me, if we don't get that, then we're going to have a shutdown.
We will regroup and we will come up with another solution.
He's not the president. What do you mean we don't have a deal? Who do they think is going to sign the CR? Who do they think is going to sign this bill if it passes? If and when it passes the House, and then if it goes to the Senate. And it might not just be one. Now they're talking about Plan C. Last night, 38 Republicans. I mean, like, you talk about get your own house in order. Holy crap. 38 members of Donald Trump's own party. These are like, these are people who were spawned by the Tea Party. You remember the Tea Party where government spending was out of control and the debt had to be paid down and they wanted fiscal responsibility, and they downshifted into, well, we're just against the Obamacare. We're just against the ACA. Remember that? Remember that? And they had Obama's face like a witch doctor with a bone through his nose. These are them. These are them. And they don't want to raise the debt limit, and they don't want to suspend the debt limit, and they don't want to extend the debt limit. They don't want to spend money we don't have. So my question for them is, why are you a Republican? Why? Because that is all Republicans ever do. Every single solitary time you needed fiscal responsibility, you had to go to the Democrats to get it. Oh, yeah. It's been like this since the 1980s. It's been like this through Ronald Reagan. It's been like this through W. It's been like this through this Trumpy dude. Honestly, every single time it's time to, you know, fix the economy. Every single time it's time to pay down the debt, pay down the deficit. You have to have a Democrat to do it. But that, set that aside for a brief moment, because we'll go over it. We'll give you the actual history of what Republicans have done to the economy versus what Democrats have done for the economy. And the difference is pretty stark. But why is Donald Trump saying then we're going to have a shutdown as if he is the president? Does he not realize that Joe Biden is giving interviews to, podcasters, to smaller media venues, and basically saying, what he needs to say to Democrats to keep us, informed and keep fighting for what we know is right and good for this country, what we know is, the better fiscal plan for this country, what we know is more moral, what we know is, how to govern with grace and dignity and integrity versus this. This man isn't even president. He won't be president until February, I wish. Well, I mean, if the government shut down, how do we have an inaugural? I don't know. How do we convene the Congress? How do we, do a January 6th? How do we have any of these things happen? not really sure, but I don't really think the government's going to shut down. I didn't yesterday, and I don't today. So, you know, put money where my mouth is if you, you know, want to get to be very, very rich like Elon. Yeah, right. Okay, so set that aside for a brief moment because where we are is where we're going. Where we are is a chaotic mess of massively different messages coming from the unelected presidents of the United States. Now, Donald Trump will be the elected president of the United States come January 20th. Elon Musk never will be. Elon Musk never can be. Okay, he was born in South Africa. He cannot be the president of the United States. Rand Paul, which is, I mean, okay, so here's the connection between what Elon Musk is saying and Rand Paul and the libertarian thing. If you really want to know what the plan is, what the plan looks like, what Vivek and Elon are working off of, you need to read the Cato Institute's version of Project 2025, because in it, it actually explains that Elon and Vivek are going to get rid of things that we have now that have served us, that are there for us, that are there for our children, that are there for science, that are there for cancer research, that are there for the vets, that are there. And they want to get rid of those things. And those things are listed in the Cato Institute's report that is what they're working off of. And so some of the things they want to get rid of, obviously, I mean, this is a no-brainer if you really sit and think about it for a brief moment. Not just TRICARE, not just the ACA, which, you know, every single Tea Party, you know, Freedom Cracker member, those were the 38 that voted against this thing last night. They hate the ACA. They are in Congress because they hate the ACA. And so Cato Institute's thing is supposed to be working on getting rid of the ACA. And here you are saying to them, raise the debt ceiling. They're like, wait a minute, that wasn't in the Cato. That's not in the libertarian theme. You know, that's not in the handbook. What are you doing? That's why they revolted yesterday. Just in case it was hard for you to understand why they would revolt. That's why they revolted, okay? Now, this Plan C that's about to happen, I don't know. They said this morning, but it's now afternoon. It's now 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's Washington, D.C. time. So Mike Johnson said, oh, we'll do it, you know, Plan C early in the morning, you know, on Friday. Well, it's Friday. It's 3 o'clock, and I haven't done it. But their plan now is to break this thing into three parts. Their plan is to do the omnibus package with a CR, okay? A continuing resolution that pays everything until March 14th. And then they'll do a separate because they need to add money. They need to add money to what is already in the budget to pay the bills now, right? They need to add money for the disaster relief package, you know, $100 billion there. And they need to add money for what's the $31 billion for? They need to add money for that. So, you know, they're going to split it into three different bills, three different bills. Now, how are you going to get three different bills through the Senate? Okay, you would need, the way that the Senate rules work, it takes days to introduce a bill, let alone three bills. It's a ridiculous thing. So maybe they will actually do the three bills and then package them into one bill and then vote on that. I don't know. But I can tell you this. There is no raising of the debt ceiling in this Plan C bill because you would lose, again, 38 Republicans. Now, the place that we're at now, where it's crunch time people, right? Where everything has to, like, go. Oh, the farm bill. Thank you. They have to do this. They have to do this with, you know, the fast track thing. They need 2/3 of the House to do this. 2/3, that's 71 Democrats. Don't you think they really ought to be talking to the Democrats? Because they're not.